The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
I'm telling you, this year, I don't care who you are, what level you are, how much education you have, I got good news for you. The blessing is on your life, and you can't get it off. You can't wash it off. The devil can't talk you out of it. What you're going to do is walk in that blessing, and we're going to see the blessing of Abraham manifested in your life in 2016. Say, I'm blessed.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's teaching is entitled Possessing the Land. Now, we're reintroducing the topic of the blessing of Abraham. I've taught on it before, but now we're going deeper. Now, this blessing comes on every believer through Christ. Once you get born again, this blessing comes on you and is in you. Now, it attaches to you and nothing can separate it from you. It just sticks to you. Praise God. Now, the idea is to find out how to operate in this blessing, because it's like money in the bank. If there's a bank and there's money in it for you, but you don't know it's there, you could leave this earth without it. Well, the same thing about the blessing. So whatever you've been struggling with, now that this blessing is on your life, it's going to be removed. It will turn your mourning into dancing. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. The message is called Possessing the Land. The blessing. And just like you need faith to overcome the enemy, you need faith to activate this blessing. Now, the Bible talks about the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles. Say, I'm blessed. All right, let's read a scripture here. Let's read it. And starting in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no what? Sorrow. Let's read it out of the NIV. I've done that before. Out of the NIV, he said it a little bit different way, but it means the same thing. He says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Are y'all with me? Now, what is this blessing? All right. Now, the blessing is a word, barakah. Barakah. The accent is on the ka, just like you, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. He took Sarah's name and changed it from Sarai to Sarah. And you see the H there, but the H usually isn't pronounced. It's a ha. Because as you know, the Jewish, Torah and so forth today, they don't pronounce the word God. It's a ha. Barakah. And this word barakah came from the word, it means, a Hebrew word means to bless. To bless. And the word to bless is the word Barak. You've heard the president's name, or in the Hebrew, Barak. And it means to endue with power. And the power is for success, for prosperity, for fruitfulness and fertility. It's for longevity, health, protection. Bless.
when Sarah couldn't have kids, God came to him in Genesis 17, said, no longer will her name be called Sarai, but now she's connected up with the blessing. And all of a sudden, she could be fruitful. Do you hear what I'm telling you now? I'm saying once this blessing comes on your life and you believe it, everything changes. That now, if you look where this blessing starts, it actually starts in Genesis, but the barakah starts in Genesis. The blessing starts when God says, I'll bless you, starts in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But when the blessing starts, it starts over in Genesis chapter 12, where you start at verse 1, and look what it says. It says, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show you. Now notice what he's telling him. He is saying, okay, for me to work with you, you cannot depend on the system you came from. And I will make of thee a what? Great nation. And I will barak you and make your name great, and you shall be a barakah. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Look at the next verse. And I will barak them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be barakah. Here's what he said to Abraham. How many people today are claiming Abraham as their father? The church? I mean, spiritual father for natural thing. The Jews? He's the father of the faith of the church. The Jew and, come on, the Muslims. They said, that's my father. I remember I almost got in a fight. I was over in Jerusalem, and I said, well, somehow we got talking, the guy was selling something. I said, well, Abraham's, pray, Father Abraham, he's my father. He says, he's my father too. I said, no, he's my father. He is my father too. He's a Muslim guy. My point to you is, look how many kids Abraham has. Now, this is kind of interesting. Because when this blessing comes on your life, all these things start happening to you. Because where you were coming up short before and things weren't working in your life right, now stuff is going to start working. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, things are going to start working that didn't work before. I mean, that your whole life is going to change. And I'm saying that this blessing is on you now, but I got to get you faith for believing in that blessing and willing to leave the system that you're counting on. Say amen to that. So when he says that your life will no longer be a struggle, that's the blessing now. It no longer be a struggle. You remember when the woman who had, her husband had died, you remember? And so now she goes to the man of God and she said, hey, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, my husband did fear the Lord. Now my kid's about to be taken and put in bondage because we owe some money. He said, what do you have in your lot, in your house? Now this blessing is about to kick in. Now I'm saying, I want you to keep track of all this because God's going to cancel debt in your house. He going to do it, and we're going to do it with the blessing. The blessing, say amen to this. The blessing is going to be there, and it's going to be powerful enough to cancel debt in your house. Lord have mercy. And on that, on you, once that blessing comes on you, let's go over here. I'm just give you a little dab of this because this is going to be so powerful. Look at Genesis chapter 27, please. Over in Genesis chapter 27, This is Jacob. Jacob is coming to get the blessing. But he's getting it deceptively. Because the blessing was supposed to be on Esau, the firstborn. But here's Jacob, who really was chosen by God. Because God can see the end from the beginning. And he knows who needs to have that blessing. Glory to God. Y'all with me? So here he comes in, tricks his father, and I'll start reading at verse 26. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of raiment, and did what to him? Barakah. Come on, Barakah. Him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed." Barakah. "Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and what? Wine." Keep going. "Let people what? Serve you, and nations what? Bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that what? Curses thee. And blessed or barakah be he that blesses thee." Now notice what he did. He spelled out the blessing so you could see that part of the blessing. And in comes Esau after Jacob leaves and say, "I'm ready. Let me give you, in my own thinking, words, what Isaac said to him. Sorry, I have already made your brother your master. And there's nothing I can do about it." When he spoke the blessing over him, watch this. It attached to him. You can't wash it off. Come on. The devil can't separate you from it. It is holding on you just like I'm holding on to this thing right here. Say amen to this. And it is designed to change your whole life. Whatever you've been struggling with, this blessing will remove it and turn your life from mourning to gladness. This blessing, when it comes on you, nothing can separate you from it. And whatever battle you're having, this blessing is going to give you victory. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This blessing is going to give you protection. It's going to give you fruitfulness. Here is Sarah over here in Genesis chapter 20. And Sarah had been taken by Abimelech and put in Abimelech's house. Watch this. And God came, verse 3, and God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you are but a dead man, for she is another man's wife." Now, Abimelech started pleading his case right there. "Hey, I didn't touch this woman. Listen, you can take this woman out of here. I didn't touch." But not only that, then after that, verse 7, it says, "Now therefore, restore the man his wife," come on, "for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live." He is about to die. I'm saying those that come against you, now you wait till I get the vengeance again. Those that come against you, if they don't back off. Now, I'm saying you're about to go into Canaan and get your inheritance. Part of your inheritance is the blessing. Look what it says in Revelation and chapter 5 and verse 11 and 12. Lord have mercy. Are you with me? He said this, and I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. This is your inheritance now. What else? Riches. Come on. What else? Wisdom. Come on. What else? Strength. Come on. What else? Honor. Come on. What else? Glory. And what else? Blessing. Not blessings. Blessings are washing machines, cars, houses. You don't get the blessings. You get the blessing. And the blessing is going to produce all the houses, all the cars. I'm telling you, the church should be the biggest real estate owners in the world. Now, let me give you one more thing. The blessing is going to cause you to have favor. Say favor.
Favor.
Say it like this. Favor.
Favor.
And favor is not fair. Favor takes away everything that you've been struggling with. When favor is on your life, is the only one thing I want you to remember, then you get anything you request. Here's a woman named Esther. And Esther went up before the king. Lord have mercy. Look at it over in Esther chapter 5 and verse 1. I'm telling you now, somebody here, if you just believe me, if you believe your prophet today, I got good news for you. God is about to turn your situation around, not in months or years, in days. All you got to do is receive what your man of God says. He said, now it came to pass the third day that Esther put on a royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon the royal throne in a royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court that she obtained what?
Favor.
Say it again.
Favor.
Sing it. Favor.
Favor.
In the sight of the king, he held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther what? Drew near, and she touched the top of the scepter, glory to God, and said to the king, said the king to her, what will thou, Queen Esther? Now get this now. And what is it that you request? It shall be given to you, to thee, up to half of my kingdom. I'm saying, listen, don't sell yourself short. Whatever you're going to request in 2016, it's going to be given to you up to half of the kingdom. So I'm here to tell you right now that this blessing is on your life. And we're going to get ready to walk in that blessing just like Abraham. Put it up there. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, please. And look how God blessed Abraham. Now, the way he blessed him, he's going to bless you. It's not because of who you are. It's because of whose you are that you got the blessing on your life. It said, and Abraham was old and stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in how many things? All things. I'm looking for my kids to be blessed. I'm looking for my business to be blessed. I'm looking for my ministry to just explode. Come on. I'm looking for everywhere I go, I'm blessed going in. Come on. And I'm blessed coming out. I'm looking to be the head. Come on. Not the tail. I'm looking to be the lender. Come on. And not the bar. I'm telling you, this year, you have, I got good news for you. The blessing is on your life, and you can't get it off. You can't wash it off. The devil can't talk you out of it. What you're going to do is walk in that blessing, and we're going to see the blessing of Abraham manifested in your life in 2016. Say, I'm blessed. Now give God praise and sit down. You wait. You wait till I show you some parts of this. But here's where you're going. You're going to face the giants. Are you going to have to fight?
Yes.
But what fight are you going to fight? Listen, if you just fight that fight of faith, when God sees your faith, it transfers the battle from your hands over to His. Say amen. And God does not lose a fight. The Bible says that we overcome by the word of the Lamb and by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Just speak that word. Start declaring that word. I know what the doctor said, but tonight you get in that word. You said, wait a minute, by His stripes I am healed. Let God be true. Come on. Let every man be a liar. Guaranteed, soon as you get quiet, the devil said, feel it and see if you feel it. Don't go by your feelings. You can't go by the condition, but you can go by the promise. You take that promise and you beat the devil inside the head with it. Beat him, beat him, beat him, beat him, beat him, beat him. And pretty soon, there it is. Praise God. There it is. There's that new car. Glory to God. There's that debt-free status. Glory to God. There them kids getting saved. I knew it. There it is right there. There's that new job. There's that profit. There's that business. Don't you back off for 1 minute. The blessing is on your life. Woo! Sit down. Your days of struggling over. We are about to manifest the glory of God like has never been seen for hundreds of years. You are the generation that God has been waiting for. All those others with unbelief have died out. And watch this, just like I preached on New Year's Eve night, you have gone through the hard place. God has purified your heart. You were wondering, why didn't this thing come to pass? It didn't come to pass because God was doing a work in your heart. But when we got through the lesson of love and love got back in your heart, now God is saying, you ready now, daughter? You ready now, son? Go get them, praise God. Go get your stuff. Satan has robbed you and spoiled you, but it's coming back right now. Now give God a shout. Well, I trust that you are blessed by today's powerful message. Now, the Word of God is so powerful that it can change all of our lives. You see, that's basically what happened to me when I came to Christ. I confess the Word of God. Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, born again. And that's exactly what I did. And my life changed from then on. I mean, things, people that I was upset with and had ought against and bitter about, God gave me a spirit of love. That in my finances, I mean, I was head over heels in debt. I owed so many people money. God took me totally out of debt. Owed no man nothing ever since. Everything paid off. And not only that, but my performance at my job took me to the top of the ladder. So my point to you is that once you get born again, everything changes. Now, I'm asking you, are you born again? Now, I didn't ask you whether you went to church. I asked you, are you born again? You see, because you can train anyone to go in and sit up in a service for an hour and a half and come out. But it's something else when you have a fellowship with God. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying that God wants His people back. He wants all of humanity back with Him. Adam lost it, Jesus got it back. Jesus said, no one can come back to the Father except through me. So as we receive Jesus Christ, He is the one that causes the miracle to happen inside of us that we become born again. We are born into God's family. So I'd like to pray for you right now because the Bible says the way of the transgressor gets hard. I tell you, I tried to make it on my own. It got harder and harder. But once I got born again, everything changed. So I want to pray for you right now. If you'd like that prayer, I want you to do something. Just as an act of your faith, just lower your head and just
humble yourself out and just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now, just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now, I know it seems simple, but that was a powerful prayer that you just prayed that worked a miracle inside of you. Now, I've got some books I've written to myself called Born Again and Spirit-Filled in English and in Spanish. Now, I'd like to send it to you free of charge. This is going to tell you what just happened and give you some information about what the next steps are and so forth and so on. But I want you to follow that because God has a plan for your life. You wouldn't be listening to me right now if he didn't have a big plan for your life. And I want to just encourage you now. Let's get into it. Praise God. It happened to me, and it's going to happen to you. Boy, this is good stuff, isn't it? Well, I want you to write me now. Stay in touch with us. Let us know what happened to your life. We want to follow you and just track the progress and the miracles that are going to take place. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you. And until next time, keep walking by faith.
The blessing of Abraham came on every believer through Jesus Christ. Believing in the blessing is key to manifesting God's best in your life. With the blessing comes success, prosperity, health, protection, and so much more. Don't miss out on all the promises of God that rightfully belong to you. Go in and possess the land. To order your copy of this life-changing message on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327.
Every day, ordinary people are given the opportunity to do extraordinary things. A chance to come together, share the love of God, go into all the nations, heed the Great Commission, put our faith in action, and change the world. At Bill Winston Ministries, we've been called to the nations and are committed daily to praying for you. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7 reads, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." And here at our new Bill Winston Ministries Prayer Call Center, we believe in the power of prayer and the power of partnership. The new Bill Winston Ministries Prayer Call Center, one body of believers with a heart for God and a passion for people, ready to stand in faith and pray with you.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.